The University of West Florida is my university. I have worked closely with faculty and staff and trustees over the last 15 years in building the university's academic programs, helping to fund them with over $90 million in projects that I was able to get resources for. And also, I've had a chance to work with departments of the university in specific projects, research projects that benefit the economy and benefit education in our area. So, the University of West Florida is my university. I'm not looking for a job. I'm not passing through the chairs from dean to provost to president. I'm not on my way from the last university to the next university. And I certainly don't expect a reward for past service. But I do believe that the University of West Florida is poised, perhaps for greatness, to become the driving force behind the economy and culture of Northwest Florida. And if the trustees and selection committee believe that my background may fit with their needs, I'd love to be part of that team.
How do you see the advantage of being someone coming from the legislature as opposed to a lifelong academic?
I don't think that I or anybody else ought to be considered for this position because of prior public service. My hope is that if I am considered, the selection committee and the trustees will look at my background as someone who has been asked to assume the leadership of organizations that needed to perform against measurable objectives and then did perform in education, in government, and in business. Certainly, having served in the Senate for the last 10 years, being president of the Senate, heading education appropriations, gives me an insight into a lot of the issues that the university has to contend with. The fact that now the single greatest variable in funding and resources for our state universities is performance, academic performance, making sure that students have an opportunity and all the support they need to complete their courses of study, and that their educations will turn into qualifications for real jobs in the real economy. So I have some insight into those issues that the university is having to face. But my hope is that the trustees will select a president who has the capacity to lead against specific performance requirements and a proven record of doing so.
Personally, this would be a big change. What kind of thought process did you go through to make this decision?
It's not a decision that I came to easily or lightly. I consulted with people inside and outside the university not to ask for their support, but to ask for their criticism, to ask them to evaluate me and evaluate the university's needs and give me a candid analysis of whether they believe I could add value. And I found an extraordinary amount of support and enthusiasm for my going forward. But again, it's not a job that I ever thought I would seek. It's not that I need a job, but it may be that this is the right time in the university's life, as it is poised, I think, to turn toward greatness, to have leadership that comes from both inside and outside the institution. I think we need a broad base of contributions and talents and skills to move the University of West Florida forward. I think all the heads have to be in the huddle. My hope is that I might be able to be considered. If the trustees and selection committee think I can help, I'll be happy to. If they don't, I'm sure they'll select a better president.
Right now, of course, Dr. Bentz is the president, and there's a strong provost. Is that the type of pecking order you'd like to keep at the university, or have you even given it that much thought yet?
I wouldn't presume to begin to rearrange the organizational chart of the University of West Florida. I'm responding to multiple nominations, people who think that I could be a candidate. The selection committee hasn't even decided that they want to talk to me. So I'm not rearranging the organizational chart. I can tell you this. I'm a Judy Bentz fan, and I'm a Martha Saunders fan. I've worked with both of them very closely on projects that have benefited the university, and I believe these are two outstanding leaders. I'm sorry that we're losing Judy. She has made an indelible contribution to the University of West Florida and to Florida in general through her work in archaeology, her work as an educator and a scholar, and her work as a leader. Martha Saunders is someone I respect and admire, and I believe that that she is an outstanding candidate for president of the university, and she's an outstanding provost.
Senator Don Gates is the former president of the Florida State Senate. Candidates on the short list for the president of the university will be invited on campus for face-to-face interviews on August 29th and 30th. The final decision will be made at a Board of Trustees meeting on September 15th. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.